Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring practice is underway in Columbus, so get the latest from Nick Wilson and Spencer German on the new Sons of the Shoe episode. Plus, hear a special goodbye to the coach departing for that team up north. That sounds like it could be nasty. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, doing triple duty today, filling in for Andy as well as his normal duties. Danny Green is our Odyssey Sports basketball insider. And Danny's going to be joining us momentarily on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cavaliers getting a win last night over Charlotte. Good. You needed to get a win over Charlotte. They're not very good. You had them at home. You did what you're supposed to do. Well done. And now it's a matter of can you get it all together and be peaking at the proper time for a playoff run, Dan?
I hope they do, but of what I've seen late, it has cause for concern. There are some things that this team has done, and especially in the Donovan Mitchell absence, which I know is kind of like, you know, playing with your left hand tied behind your back a little bit. But, like, the fact that they haven't played as well as I wish that they would is slightly concerning and gelled in a way that I thought that they would. So, on the line is Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Insider Cars brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny is also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Inside the Green Room, featuring weekly breakdowns of all the latest headlines around the league. Make sure to follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, you with us? Hello.
How are you, Danny?
I'm here, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you very much. I
appreciate you having me on again.
Oh, we love having you with us, buddy. Thank you for doing it. We just talked about peaking at the right time. Danny, when you're on an NBA team and you're looking at the playoffs and you know you're going to be in it in some way, shape, or form, how do you make sure you peak at the right time? Or is that not even a concern?
It's tough to control that. A good amount is luck and, just guys sitting at the right time or chemistry gelling together. I guess as a coach, the most you can do is hope that everybody's healthy. And you make sure you have a set rotation. Guys know their minutes of rotation within a month, but you want to be playing your best basketball April, May, and June. So in March, this is the time where you want to start, especially at the end of this month, of breaking down your rotations of what the playoffs look like. And then guys can be comfortable in those rotations in those areas. And so you just got to hope that they're healthy and hope that you're making shots and guys are feeling confident. It's hard to control that but you can do the best you can to steer it in that direction.
Yeah. Danny, it's an interesting spot where the Cavs are right now just because they're missing Donovan Mitchell. And this offense seems to have been tailored so much to have Donovan Mitchell with the ball in his hands. What is it like when you have an offense that's tailored around a star player that way and that guy goes missing? And how should it look if other guys step up? Because, boy, it's looked a little on the clunkier side since Mitchell's been out this way.
Yeah, it's tough. It's very tough when your main guy is missing. It's kind of... said I've been in situations like that when Kawhi was gone, when Joel was gone. You do the best you can prepare for, but you know ultimately you're going to need that guy to win, and you're going to need. And your offense is different, and it's going to be clunky until he comes back. But everybody has an opportunity. It gives guys an opportunity to step up to play, show what they can do, and get comfortable, and even the bench to get deeper, so that when they're in that position, it's not a shock. So it's a good thing if you give guys those opportunities, those minutes. But it's just tough to keep the chemistry or keep that chemistry going well. During that time while your star player's out.
Danny Green joining us, our Odyssey Sports Basketball Insider. Danny, we were talking about Darius Garland the other day, and I made the comment, I said, don't get me wrong, Darius is a really good NBA player. And
yes.
I said, but I don't think he's a great NBA player. And I said, but with that in mind, I don't think there are that many great NBA players. And that's not to poo-poo anybody in the NBA.
It's not to knock anybody.
No, not at all. I mean, there are a lot of really good players. How many great players? And you know, you played in the league over a dozen years.
Yeah.
How many great players are there in the league, Danny? What makes a great player as compared to a really good player?
I would agree. I mean, Darius is still very young. So is Evan. They can be great players. They have the potential to be. I don't know if they're there yet. But the people that you probably consider superstars, and some superstars aren't great players either. It's kind of about their brand and how they carry themselves. Some guys are just rock stars. But the superstars that are great players, like the LeBron James, the Kevin Durant, the Steph Currys, there's a reason why they're superstars, because they're really good at what they do. They're great players. And some are just great at their roles. You know, Klay's having a tough year, but he's still a great NBA player. You know, there's, you know, guys that have been injured that are great players. Ja Morant, took season off. You know, but Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, those guys are great players. Kyrie Irving, great players. I'd say probably a very small percentage of the league, maybe 5% of the league, are made up of great players. You know, but there are still good players. It's like 80% that make up the good part. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good players. There's some really good. You know, there's different levels. There's great. There's really good. There's good. And then, you know, there's some that are solid, you know. So the makeup of a great player is tough to say, and it's different for just each person.
I think it's interesting too, Danny. I've stressed this forever. I think NBA athletes are the best athletes in pro sports, and there are so few of you guys. You know what, 450 guys, basically, something like that. You know, and then you add some practice, maybe 500-600 guys who might play in the NBA. As many people as play basketball worldwide. It's such a small little percentage, and people just don't understand. A guy can be sitting at the end of an NBA bench, and he's a really good basketball player. And yes, I don't think people grasp that.
People don't. And I think the best comparison was today. You know, people were talking about the UConn men's basketball team, and I figured who had the statement that they could be in the Eastern Conference playoffs or something like that. One of the reporters, Chandler Parsons, said their best player wouldn't play for the Detroit Pistons. And that statement, I think, holds more true than the other statement, because it's not easy to make the NBA. It's not easy to play in the NBA. So, and even though those kids are really good, and UConn kids, not to knock any of them, but, you know, it takes a different type of maturity, different type of readiness to be able to play. And now I'm not saying they couldn't be on a team. I don't think any of them can start. Maybe one or two, they have potential. But any of those guys, I don't think any of them would start an NBA team. It's probably one of the best college makeup teams of pros outside of the young Kentucky team who lost early, that you can look at and say, you know, these guys are really good. But looking at that, that's the only way I can compare it or could give an analogy of showing how tough it is to make the NBA. Like, even the best college players you look at, a lot of them would not be on NBA teams.
Danny Green joining us. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure with capable features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. So you're talking about you've had the pleasure to play with a lot of unbelievable players in your career. When you play with those guys, how much do those guys dictate culture and the style that they play rub off on everybody around them? And I only ask because there's that play floating around all over the web when it comes to Nikola Jokic, where he makes the extra pass, and you can tell that this entire team has bought into that same philosophy, and you just see the ball zip all over the place for a wide open dunk.
No, a ton of it, a ton of the energy, a ton of their mentality. It definitely flows into the other players and personnel and coaching staff. If you have a guy, there could be really good guys, but if their mindset is very negative, or how they carry themselves, or they're tough to play with and all they want to do is score, that's going to roll over too. And it's going to, I'm going to say, a lot of things, like positivity is contagious, so is the negativity. And some of the negative stuff can, let's say, go into some guys' minds and atmospheres and energies, and take over your team to where the extra pass ain't being made. So I think how your superstar approaches the game is how your role players are going to be able to adapt and adjust and also approach the game, which can carry or make or break your team and make or break your team's energy and playoff goals or championship goals. So I think it's a huge aspect in the space of a locker room, and it definitely rubs off on the rest of the group.
Danny, somehow the Boston Celtics blew a 30-point lead and lost to the Atlanta Hawks. We know strange things happen in the NBA. That was one of the strange things.
It seemed like a full moon yesterday, you know.
It must have been.
The Suns lost to the Spurs yesterday. It said Boston lost to Atlanta. Who else lost yesterday? There was a Clippers lost. The Clippers have been on a little downfall, but there's a lot of strange things happening. Instead, I've seen stranger things happen, but, yeah, it happens.
10.5 game lead for the Celtics. Are they that much better than everybody else in the East, or are they just they've cruised through the regular season and they're going to have a real challenge from, say, Milwaukee or maybe
I think
some...
they are better than everybody else. I don't know about that much better. I think they are. I think also they had their group together for longer. That's what made them have the jump early advantage. They know how to – they can win. They won a lot of early games where teams are figuring it out. So that's an advantage. And them, they know where each other's at. Those small details win possessions, which in turn win games. And, you know, they've won a lot of games big, but they also won a lot of games very close, and it's because of execution and because of just the knowing each other. The only new person they got was Drew, and they got Porzingis too. But you input those guys, they have the same group, the same foundation, and, you know, the same system. So it's easy for them to kind of just play basketball without having to think too much. And other teams have gotten new people and have had to adapt, adjust, think. The Clippers had to get James and then figure out how to play with him. You know, certain teams have got other people had to figure out how to play with them. You know, Philly's changed a little bit. You know, LA's gotten injuries. Golden State had some different changes. The fact that they are really good, they are better than everybody else, and the fact that they've been together have helped a ton.
If you're a Warriors fan, how scared are you right now?
I'm concerned. I wouldn't say scared, but I'm concerned. But they're a team that can get hot at any moment. They've had spurts. And you have Steph and Clay. You can't ever count them out. Draymond obviously leading the defense and the charge, you know, when it comes to anchoring a team mindset. I think it's in Wiggs. Wiggs is a very special talent. He's just, once they get it together, hopefully it's not too late. But if I'm a Warriors fan, I'm definitely concerned.
Danny, you had the opportunity to play with a number of teams, and teams that had some really, really good players. You know, you were in Cleveland with LeBron. You were in San Antonio with Tim Duncan and Manu. You were in Toronto with Kawhi Leonard. Your list goes on and on. Was there one guy, two guys, number guys, who maybe had the biggest impact on you during your career? And I don't mean like taking you under your wing or something, but a teammate that you just, for whatever reason, that guy really impacted you in your career?
100%. I mean, all of them have impacted in different ways, but I learned the most in your younger years, and that's definitely Timmy, number one, Manu, and then Tony, and then Pop. You know, being in that San Antonio system, learned how to be a professional, how they carry themselves, how they can work every day, how serious they took the game. And into my rookie year, I learned a lot from watching Bron. Even though he was a kid, still likes to joke around. I learned a lot from watching Bron and Shaq. You know, they're just great. But, you know, I've learned so much from the San Antonio organization.
I can imagine. And from the outside looking in, and Greg Popovich has this kind of gruff exterior, and if you're a media person, you better ask the right question or he's going to call you out on it. But I can only imagine from a teaching standpoint. You know, that's going to get your master's degree in basketball, is it not?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And life, too. You know, Pop, obviously Coach Williams, you know, growing up and being in college and becoming a man, I learned a lot from not just basketball, but from Coach Williams, but also Pop as well. Learning how to be an adult, learning how to be professional, how to carry yourself. And then, of course, on the court, you know, my high school coach, I give him so much credit because he was the first perfectionist that I came across that taught me the game and how not to be satisfied with the good things that I've done and how to be and learn to be want to be great and trying to fix the things that I did make mistakes on, even when you had a great game, figuring it out.
All right, Danny, I got one last Cavs question for you. You're around this team a little bit. In the past, you've been around all the kids and all that kind of stuff. How much more does Evan Mobley have to develop? And can he hit the potential that a lot of people had for him when he was drafted to the Cavaliers as early as he was?
Oh, he definitely can be. He has more to grow. He has a lot of room. The ceiling is, you know, he has a very high ceiling because of the potential. But I think in order for him to become that superstar, he does have to develop a little more. And I think it's more of a confidence thing and having the right developmental people around him. And it's going to take another probably 2 years at least, I would say. And if we don't see it in the next 2 years, he may not get there, or we might need to make a change of who's developing him. But I think he has the potential and definitely could be, AD. You know, I could see him being an Anthony Davis if he put the right work and had the right people around him.
Danny, love having you with us. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
For sure.
Danny Green, right, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And that was Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
Something happened with the Cavs game last night that kind of makes you go, huh? Anthony Lima had an interesting comment when he stepped into our studio and yelled at me about it. That and what Danny just said about Evan Mobley coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a guy who knows what he's talking about, Danny Green. Former Cavalier NBA champion joining us moments ago talking about Evan Mobley. And I thought it was interesting. He thinks he could be an Anthony Davis type of player. That's what I've always talked about, Dan, when I say that I think he's the key to the whole thing. If he can become a guy who averages over 20 a game, is an offensive force, averages double digits in rebounds, I mean, those aren't absurd things to ask for. And he's in the neighborhood now. But as I mentioned yesterday, I believe, you know, the guy's in his NBA career in three seasons has averaged no more than 12 shots per game. This year it's down from 12 to 11 point something. And I think part of that is he's got to command the ball. And the other part of that is his teammates and his coaches have to get him the ball.
That second part is the one that I continue to point to. And not only just get him the ball, but get him the ball in positions where he can succeed. I don't think this whole idea of Evan Mobley needs to shoot threes. I continue to think that that's...
It's not essential, is it?
I think it's lazy.
Nice.
I think it's the lazy way out. I think it's the path of least resistance and not the path that gets you the best version of a player.
And the thing I don't quite understand about today's... Well, I understand the thinking. I just don't agree with it. You have a 6'11 guy who's good inside. Why do you want him to go 24 feet from the basket? And okay, tell me about creating space. Okay, I get that. I'd rather have space inside for the 6'11 guy shooting from 8 feet away on a regular basis than for the 6'1 guard who's going to drive inside against other guys who are in there. Might not be as the big guy because he's standing 24 feet away guarding Evan Mobley. To me, it's almost counterintuitive to what you want to do.
Agreed. I agree with all of that. It's always been the biggest question of Evan Mobley and people saying he needs to shoot threes. I'm like, okay. But boy, that should be third, fourth, or fifth on the list on what Evan Mobley can do. He's a better passer than you think. He makes good decisions with the ball. The jumper is coming along, and it's going to take time. And Danny Green told you the same thing there. Hey, if in 2 years he's not where you think he should be, okay, now we need to start having a conversation.
And he said maybe he never gets there, or?
Or maybe we need to make a change.
And who develops him?
That's even one that's like, okay. I am not selling any Evan Mobley stock. I think the guy is really good. I think the talent is there for him. Right now, I think he is currently playing as a basically like a Bam Adebayo type. And I think there is far more in him than what Bam Adebayo can do for the Heat. And I, by the way, that's not a slam on Bam. I think he is excellent. He's one of the better centers in this league. I think Evan Mobley can be that plus more. I think he can be better. And I wonder if the Cavaliers and a style that they play can put him in those positions where he can be better. I am not selling a single share of Evan Mobley stock, because I still think the talent is there, and I still think the abilities are for me.
For whatever it's worth, Evan averages 1 3-pointer a game. And Danny said, I can see him being AD, Anthony Davis of the Lakers. Anthony Davis this year shoots 1.5 threes per game.
Beautiful.
So has an Anthony Davis become a great player when he's healthy, and that's his issue, without shooting threes? You know why? Because he's 6'10" and he's an inside player. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
That's what I think.
No, there's not. Now, the difference is that when you Anthony Davis, is that's that whole power forward versus center conversation.
Yeah, well, and it's the same thing with Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is he? Is he a center or a power forward? Well, right now he's a big guy.
And it's
if you can break him down into wings and big guys, then I don't think you need to take it any further. You know, you have guards, you have wings, you have big guys. Can you play Jared Allen and Evan together? Sure.
And you saw it yesterday against the lowly Charlotte Hornets. And I know it's the
lowly.
Charlotte Hornets.
I love that word.
It's a great word. But you started to see some of that high-low stuff between Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. And by that, I mean one of them higher up on the floor, a little bit closer to the three-point line, and another one working the baseline a little bit more. And you started to see how that can work together. Now, again, it's the Hornets. They are a bad basketball team who aren't totally trying to be bad on purpose, but they've kind of stumbled into once again being bad. And they'll take the draft pick, and they'll take it with a smile on their face.
Mike's in Brunswick, home of the Blue Devils. Hello, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I appreciate the conversation with Mobley, too, because I've always, since he's been playing here, I've seen him as, like, maybe having the potential of a career like David Robinson. You know, his game is the same size, close to, you know, like Robinson was a little stronger, but David Robinson had a great career, and I could see Mobley as like a David Robinson style player in the NBA doing well. And it kind of like you were saying, like he shouldn't really have to shoot threes. I know David Robinson had a great career, and he only shot 25% from 3-point land. That wasn't really his game. You know, that like I feel like that is something that Mobley could be like, is more like a David Robinson style player. And that was basically all I had to say.
Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing to keep in mind with David Robinson is that he didn't step into the league until he was 24. So the guy that you saw play basketball for the Spurs at the very beginning was far more developed, not only from a basketball sense, but just a physical body sense as well.
You made a comment earlier, Dan, that I think is really interesting when you said you thought that the three-point talk and Evan needs to become a better three-point shooter, and you said you thought that was, easy, right?
Path of least resistance.
Right. And this is not about the coaching staff. I'm not bashing J.B. Bickerstaff here. That's not this. But it is this thought. We've seen teams throughout NBA, and I know the game has changed. Okay, I know it's a different game. But we've seen teams have multiple big guys and succeed throughout NBA history. And a great recent example of it is the San Antonio team, you know, with David Robinson and Tim Duncan. Neither guy was a three-point shooter, but Greg Popovich figured out, and I know that's going back a little ways now, as it turns out. But you figured out how to make it work with two big guys. Take a look at the Boston Celtics in the glory days when they had Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish. Well, neither one of those guys is going out and shooting, and Parrish said, okay, or excuse me, McHale, no problem. He only started fewer than half of the games in his career. He came off the bench. But he and Parrish played together, and you had Bird out there who was the guy who was hitting the threes and spreading the floor a little bit. I mean, you can do it. You just got to coach it up. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the key thing here with Evan Mobley's development. Okay, run a system where both Jared Allen and Evan Mobley can flourish and be what they are, which is a big guy. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not going to teach a 6'1 guard. You're not going to say, you know what? Here's what we want you to do, Darius. We want you every time down the floor to go down on the low block and put your hand up, and we'll get you the ball. You don't do that.
No.
So why is it so necessary to take the 6'11 guy and say, okay, we want you to come 24 feet away from the basket and put that shot up? I understand the spacing of the floor. I understand growing your offensive game. He's 6'11". For God's sake, get him the ball down low and let him do what he does best, which is score inside.
So you and I get into arguments all the time about a certain player who's flourishing with the Utah Jazz. But the one thing that you said is I liked how that team played.
Dan hates Lauri Markkanen.
Hate is a strong word.
But not an inaccurate word, is it?
No. Nothing against the guy. I think it is flawed to think
God,
that you
I
would just – copy
loved
and paste
the,
what's
I
happening
loved
right
the
now.
Three big okay. guys. I loved it when they had Jarrett and Evan and Lauri Markkanen. I loved it.
Okay.
Because Lauri gave you what Larry Bird could give the Celtics, which is, okay, there's the guy who can go out on the floor. And he's averaging over 23 points a game for the Utah Jazz.
The thought behind that idea was, what if we had good enough shooting around and we had these two big guys, and we could figure out how to make this work in between.
Mm-hmm.
The entire league is going around the idea of, okay, let's get 4 3-point shooters on the floor, and we'll put a big guy who can rebound or possibly do more around it. It's the kind of the European style of ball that has found its way in here, and you can scream and throw your heads up in the air and yell analytics, like, you know, and all of that kind of thing, you know, saying that that's the cause of this. It's like, yeah, well, three is worth more than two. So I don't know how much numbers you want to say with that, but alas. The thing that I love and enjoyed watching about that team was the fact that they had the two big guys and they had the shooting around it. And with this Cavs team, the way that it is constructed, and with Evan Mobley, I feel like J.B. Bickerstaff and this coaching staff is looking around and going, okay, the entire league is playing this style of ball. How do we take what we have and fit it into this style of ball instead of throwing their hands up in the air and going, we're different? Let's just be different.
You mean like they did when they had Lauri Markkanen here?
Which is where they threw their hands up in the air and said, we're different.
Yeah, and guess
Let's
what?
Let's just be different.
You know what sticks with me about that? I heard opposing coach after opposing coach after opposing coach come into town and say, these guys are a nightmare to defend. He said, they're a nightmare. Their length is ridiculous, and they're really difficult to defend. And if you recall at the time, is Lauri Markkanen a phenomenal defender, especially when he's trying to guard small forwards? Well, no.
No.
But he had three things going for him. A, he could put his hands way up in the air. That changes a shot for a guy who's a wing player, which is what Lauri was guarding a lot of.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. He had Evan Mobley, a terrific defensive player, behind him to pick up his mistakes. And before anybody says, well, you shouldn't do that, that shouldn't be the case. Well, he's doing it now with two guards, isn't he? I mean, that happens. And three, he had Jared Allen doing the same thing.
I'm not saying you need to evolve this thing into 1990s basketball, because there are a lot of those things that the modern length takes away and the modern rules take away that made some of that stuff great. What I am saying is do not be afraid to be different. And I feel like sometimes when I watch this Cavalier team with everybody on the floor, they're afraid to lay into the fact that they're different. And I wish they would just lean into it more and
like,
just go,
like they did a couple of years ago.
We're different. Yep. Let's be different.
Yep. They did a couple of years ago, and it was interesting, and then they blew it up before they could see where they could go with it, which is okay. That was their decision. That's what they did. So there, Dan hates Lowry Marketing.
Hate is a very strong word. I just think it's misguided to think that you can take what you're seeing right now in Utah and put it in Cleveland and everything would be great.
It worked here. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Mm-hmm. It's grumpy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.